Welcome. Today I have the great honor of doing a second interview with Eric Morse. As you all know, he is a senior research fellow at the NATO Association of Canada. Eric, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, and thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do a second interview with me.
Thank you for having me here, Magdalena.
Eric, I'd like to start off by mentioning that you are a co-chair of Security Studies and the Chief of Publications at the Royal Canadian Military Institute. With the work that you do for the RCMI, can you begin by discussing the significance and the impact of the work that you've done over the past few years?
The RCMI, as I think many of our listeners know, is one of the oldest military associations in Canada, and certainly the oldest in Toronto. It was founded back in 1890 by a group of garrison officers, that is, militia officers, who were concerned at the lack of officers' training coming out of Ottawa, and who finally, in a nutshell, decided that if they waited for Ottawa to teach them soldiering, they'd never learn. So they founded a self-help organization called the Canadian Military Institute, which was dedicated to education in military affairs. And it has been evolving ever since, and in the process of evolving, it has picked up very historic premises on 426 University Avenue, which is now fully redeveloped with many of the ancient features still in place. It enjoys a membership of about 1,500 across Canada and internationally. And one of the things that I do is help make available the programming that we do as a public educational service. We have various types of events, including speakers' dinners with senior Canadian officers. We had the Chief of Defense Staff, General John Vance, in May. We're hoping to have the minister this fall. We also have regular military history nights about once a month on aspects of not only Canadian but other aspects of military history that are of interest to our membership. Personally, I've been giving a talk about once a year for the last several years on Roman history, which isn't exactly Canadian, but it does seem to be of interest. And we also have security studies events, which we often put on in cooperation with other organizations like the NATO Association or the Canadian International Council. And at those events, we have speakers in from just about any aspect of defense and security issues. So in September, we're going to have a visitor who is the president of the Pillar Society, which is a very interesting, very quiet association of retired Canadian security officers. And he's going to talk to us about the longest-running case of KGB espionage in Canada during the Cold War. And although that's somewhat historic in nature, given the current activities of Mr. Putin, it looks as if it's going to be of very great interest to our membership.
Certainly. And with all of the work that you've done for the RCMI and your involvement at the NATO Association of Canada, along with the Royal Canadian Military Institute, what would you say have been some of the most rewarding and challenging aspects associated with the work that you've done?
I have to think that the first most rewarding would be my involvement in creating the Peter Hunter Prize. Peter Hunter was a member of our board of directors for many, many years. He was Colonel-in-Chief of the Royal Canadian Armored Corps. He was deeply involved in redeveloping our premises, and he passed away very suddenly in 2009. Now, the Conference of Defense Associations of Canada, of which we are members, has an annual symposium in Kingston, Ontario, at RMC, in fact, of young graduate students who present on various themes for Canadian military and defense studies. And since we have a journal called CITREP, which runs an average of 30 articles a year, we began looking to this symposium for content. And we decided in 2012, I think it was, that the RCMI should, in return for all this nice content, should put up a prize to be awarded by the jury at the symposium. And it's the Peter Hunter Prize. And it's a sum of money that the award winner gets, and we turn his presentation into either a freestanding paper or an article in the journal. The other thing I'd have to say was most rewarding was simply being involved for 10 years. I now have, because I tend to take the pictures, because if I don't take the pictures, there are no pictures for the publication.
Yes, that's true.
I now have a remarkable photographic archive of about 10 years of history passing through that building on University Avenue.
I want to mention that as a former program editor of the Global Horizons program at the NATO Association of Canada, I started as a program editor, as an intern, in September, and over the past 8 months, I was provided with many opportunities to interview diplomats, government officials, influential members of our community, members of the military, students, and young professionals. And I just want to say that it's been a complete pleasure to have the opportunity to work with you, to work with Julie Lindhout, the president of the NATO Association of Canada, and with Robert Baines, our corporate development officer. After the first 8 months, I then was provided with an opportunity to work as Canada NATO's podcast contributor and outreach coordinator. Currently, I've been doing this over the past 4 months, and the beauty behind the NATO Association of Canada is that it provides young professionals and students with an opportunity to intern with the association. And I just want to mention that the team of program editors that we have at the NATO Association of Canada are provided with the opportunity to network with various professionals as a result of attending conferences, events, roundtables, and that's something that the association works on. Every year we put on successful conferences, successful events, successful roundtables. And now, as a senior research fellow, you have mentored a lot of our interns. You've provided our interns with advice. So can you discuss some of the most rewarding aspects associated with the mentorship that you've provided to our young professionals at the NATO Association of Canada?
I'm constantly overwhelmed by the enthusiasm and the capability, and I have to say also the writing skills of the people that I've helped mentor in the NATO Association. An awful lot of them don't have English as a first language, and I've been consistently surprised at the high quality of the intellectual product that I've been asked to mentor them on.
Certainly. And we're lucky to have you at the NATO Association of Canada, and I personally want to thank you for your mentorship. In addition to your involvement with the association, you are also a freelance writer in public and international affairs. And as a photographer, your op-eds appear in the Toronto Globe and Mail along with other assorted Canadian media. So with your experience, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to those who are interested in pursuing professional writing?
Keep doing it. Keep submitting. Always remember that your sentence must include a subject, an object, and a verb. All else is commentary. And never give up.
Never give up.
It's a very tough market. It's especially a tough market now that the traditional media is in financial difficulties. But eventually, a new business model has to emerge, and just keep at it. The only other thing I could say is that when you're writing for public consumption, you're writing for people who may not be informed, may not be sophisticated, and you have to start from the assumption that they don't really know very much about what you're writing about. So sometimes you're lucky and you're writing for an audience that you can identify, but if you're writing for general consumption in the Canadian media, you have to take it pretty much step by step.
It's useful advice, and I need to mention that the NATO Association of Canada provides memberships. So for all of the listeners, the young professionals, anyone interested in becoming a member, we do provide a membership. You can certainly attend one of our conferences or events to see what our events are like, and then you can certainly register and become a member. Some of the benefits associated with becoming a member of the NATO Association of Canada consist of the fact that you're provided with an opportunity to meet influential members of our community. You're provided with an opportunity to network with professionals at conferences, events, and roundtables. And it's a great way to become involved. If you're interested in discussing international affairs, global affairs, if you're passionate about diplomacy, then I would encourage all of our listeners to consider becoming a member. Now, similarly to the NATO Association of Canada, the RCMI also provides memberships. So,
it doesn't so much provide them as sell them.
Sell them, yeah.
Yes.
Of course.
Of course.
So let's keep the record straight. The RCMI sells memberships. So for those young professionals out there and students who are perhaps interested in becoming a member of the RCMI, can you discuss some of the benefits associated with the memberships provided?
Well, one of the benefits, of course, is notification of all of our program events. One of the big benefits is access to the RCMI's military library, which is probably the best privately held military collection in Canada and one of the outstanding collections in North America. Plus, of course, we offer a cuisine that is absolutely top level, even by Toronto standards.
And I need to mention that a couple weeks ago, you were kind enough to provide all of the interns at the NATO Association of Canada with an opportunity to see all of RCMI. We had a tour of the RCMI, and I must say that it's certainly a beautiful, beautiful institute, and I look forward to becoming a member of the RCMI. With that being said, Eric, are there any final words that you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
No, I know that our president, Commander Dr. Michael Hoare, was very pleased to meet with the interns when they came to visit. I can also say that we're currently offering a very advantageous membership price for younger members. And I hope that I'll be welcoming some of our listeners to the Institute in a very short time.
Certainly. Eric, thank you so much again for this interview. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Magdalena. The pleasure is mine.